Podcast ini ditajukan oleh Come Apparel, sebuah perusahaan busana. Anda dapat menemukan pelbagai pilihan busana seperti oversize t-shirt, hoodie, jersey, tote bag dan banyak lagi. Jangan lepaskan peluang untuk mendapatkan produk berkualiti dan bermutu tinggi. Untuk mendapatkan produk-produk dari Come Apparel, sila kunjungi aplikasi Instagram mereka.
Ya, Lisa.
Yes.
Kau tahu kan yang aku ada this upcoming event kan?
Okay.
Kau ada any recommendation on beverages tak yang aku boleh cater for aku punya event?
Beverages? Aku tu. Kau boleh try A1 Cendol and Durian. Aku pernah try, sedap gila rasa.
Oh, serius lah?
Serius.
Kat mana lah tempat dia?
Tak salah aku, company Street 81. Blok 822.
Oh, serius lah? Since kita kat Tampines ni, jom lah kita, apa ni, kau ikut aku.
Okay.
Ya, aku, please lah, aku belanja kau. Kau ikut aku belanja kau.
Serius?
Yes.
Sekarang? Okay, jom lah.
Okay, jom.
Okay, set.
Meeting kau pun kau tak bawa banyak kan?
Bobal gitu-gitu macam ya, lah. Orang tanya baru aku jawab.
Ya, tak bawa banyak. Kira kau stage fright lah.
Yeah, I got stage fright. So macam public speaking. For example, in the morning aku buat TBM.
Apa tu? TBM
two box meeting.
Oh, two box meeting.
Yeah. So aku will conduct the two box meeting to the man, to aku per subcons all this. So itu pun aku dah a bit shy-shy, tapi aku nak pakai shades lah. Pakai shades, buat muka dek sikit kan.
Kira orang tak tahu yang kau tengah tu. Okay, you guys tapi mata macam ni.
Mata tengok kertas. So tengok kertas, tapi you know, handsign gerak lah. Tangan gerak lah.
So what I can imagine is you are the type who talk but takkan tengok orang
eye
tu.
Contact lah.
Tak ada eye contact.
Kau nak step cool.
Bukan. Aku kalau ada eye contact kan, nanti susah aku nak interact with, you know, sambil berbual dengan
lelaki tu.
Tak boleh.
Serius
tak
lah.
Tak boleh.
Takut jadi manja.
Bukan. So another witness is aku introvert lah. Overall is aku witness is aku introvert. So nak cakap. Yeah. But along the way, since kita start this podcast, aku try to expand out from aku box of a comfort zone. So that's where aku try, you know, to go inside the TikTok live and, you know, try to interact with the viewers.
Does this podcast gain anything for your job?
It does. That's where aku try to use my skill strength in the listening part, and then at the same part communication with aku punya younger peers. Itu semua. Yeah. So that's all for me lah. Short and simple.
AJ.
Aku tak kerja. So.
Actually for AJ kan, aku ada satu strength untuk dia. Actually daripada kecil, daripada aku kenal dia, kan tak kisahlah apa yang dia buat, whether benda tu legit ke official ke tak ke apa kan. He's a risk taker. Itu aku kenal dia, dia punya strength lah. Itu je aku.
Aku tahu satu. Dia pun strength. Dia boleh nampak duit daripada jauh.
Itu bukan strength tu. Itu power.
Strength lah tu.
Kau nak, you have to be there bila tak ada pungut tu. Tell them dah.
Kelak
banyak
lah.
Banyak
gila.
Itu dah. Oh, tu dah.
Kau imagine 10 meters away. Around there lah 10 meters away. Aku nampak duit. $10 note banyak.
I heard a spoke the
previous. Aku pun dengar tadi ya.
That was like hebat kelakar tu.
Menggelodak.
aku tengah pegang live kan. Cakap apa je? Duit. Aku pusing belakang. Member tengah begitu lah. Cakap pasal saya ni. $10 note banyak.
Tak, kerana duit tu kita tak balik lah.
Rezeki lah.
So aku punya strength, aku jack of all trades.
Jack all of trades eh. Yeah. Nice.
So, aku suka try new things macam JJ.
Boleh nampak.
Before aku try, aku will research my stuff. I will research, make sure it's aku bulletproof. If let's say aku ada flaws pun tak ketara sangat, then I go from there lah. So aku previously working quite a number of industry. Aku F&B, health, banking,
IT.
Cleaning, idea, IT, recruitment, semua aku dah try. So aku learn. Aku suka jump job hopping juga. But from start aku is aku introvert. Aku weakness pun introvert.
You ke?
Aku introvert tak dulu.
Aku tak tahu tupat lah pasal pasal as a risk taker you cannot be introvert. That's the thing.
Itu aku cakap dulu.
Yalah dulu. Ya, yeah, dulu dia ada introvert sikit.
Aku sama.
Dia macam step garang tau. Dulu time aku kenal dia, dia step garang tau. Tapi dalam protak dia aku nak kena humble tapi dia step garang.
So sekarang lah due to some things happen in my life, aku out of the introvert thing. Then aku
after the session, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then aku go into recruitment.
Alright.
Recruitment where I learn from scratch lah. strength aku, people, aku boleh handle a group, big group of people. Can be 100, can be 1,000. Aku boleh handle seorang. And aku very good at training people from ground up.
Alright.
But aku punya weakness, aku suka marah. Aku very hot tempered during work. Anywhere at work aku mesti gaduh dengan management, dengan staff, semua mesti aku
banyak disagreement lah.
Yeah, banyak. Nak kena ikut cakap aku je. So that's aku punya one of aku punya flaws lah. Aku punya another strength is ni lah, risk taker lah. Betul lah. If you never try you never know.
Yes.
So that's why you see me now not working pasal aku ada company that is growing fast. And it's growing well.
Alhamdulillah.
And I'm looking into a lot of other
cabangan.
Try expansion. Dia nak expansion to other, not industry, in the same industry but a different category.
Different taste. Alright. Nice.
Okay, I got a question for our OKK guys.
Eh, silakan lah. Okay.
Tak nak jawab.
Teruskan.
What made you guys agree to bring me into the podcast? Not the first podcast but this second podcast.
Pasal tak ada orang come back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So far kita pergi guest tak ada orang cakap, "Eh, aku nak lepak dengan lepak kat office lah. Nak dengar korang podcast." Only you and aku tahu kau ada you have the interest to be inside podcast lah.
Yeah. Actually, I want to explore so lah. Because it's a good exposure to.
Actually, aku tadi mention dengan Mimin is dengan MJ. Sekarang
apa yang MJ?
Tadi aku mention dengan MJ is that we were looking for like macam not only kita, okay kita ada relief host such as FJ and LJ can consider. Pasal LJ she's the only woman lah. She's the only female. Kalau kita punya guest ada female guest kan. So kalau dia ada lagi macam comfortable apa. But we do not want to have just relief saja. We were looking into macam add-on host. So actually maybe aku tak tahu about the rest, but then this is what I see ya. Kita kind of bahasa macam like kita ada loan daripada podcaster lain. Like one or two lah gitu lah. Tak ramai lah. But I don't think macam it could work out walaupun kita dengan dorang macam rapat kawan lama about all that kan. But I don't think it can work out pasal ganggu dia punya podcast pula kan.
Shout out sikit.
EJ. Apo. So EJ, he's alone lah. Itu pun pasal the crash lah. So another person is I think from Paranormal actually. Which is it's a good add-on tapi I don't think he would want lah. Untuk aku he's a good add-on lah. Acik. Yeah. So but then kita pun tak nak ganggu dorang punya program, dorang punya podcast ke apa all that kan. So why not we add on yang macam interest, ada show interest.
Yang tak pernah bikin, you know, podcast, yang tak pernah jadi guest in podcast, you know. Try something new lah.
Yeah.
Actually hari ni aku invite kau pasal A1 Cendol and Durian. Actually pasal last week kau datang, it's a last minute thing kan.
Yeah.
So
ada hutang kan.
Last week kau tak dapat claim. So hari ni aku invite kau untuk
reimburse lah.
Reimburse
just for today je.
Oh, just for today
pasal
okay, contract.
Untuk kau.
The thing is we only have A1 channel on Durian kalau kita ada guest. Itu kita punya macam deals lah.
So beforehand kau kita punya guest. Yeah. So once kau dah dapat kau punya air,
kau dah tak dapat lagi lah.
Kau jojo lah.
Go fly kite, go fly kite.
So sekarang proposal is host. So aku rasa kau akan dapat try new flavors kalau ada guest lah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Insyaallah.
Okay, to add on about OKK, I got it's a very good news. OKK is moving out.
Moving out to where?
To a bigger space.
Ooh.
This bigger space is actually quite big. It's a nice setting. It's going to be a nice setting. It's going to be more spacious untuk more guests to come in, and also it's going to be more professional lah. Senang kata lah.
So kalau ada bigger space, aku rasa time kita interview guest kan, ada queue kat luar.
Lagi party minum lah.
Ada dua room. Bukan,
tak boleh.
Bukan satu bilik, dia ada dua bilik. Two big rooms.
So satu bilik untuk buat podcast, satu bilik untuk kau nak bogey-bogey lah.
Bogey-bogey lah. Bogey-bogey lah.
Kau jaga, dia cakap bogey-bogey tu. Jaga. Togeng.
Gila lah.
So apa sekarang?
So apa pendapat korang tentang kita menarik dia masuk ni? Kita
apa pendapat?
Okay, aku dulu eh. I think it's a good step. Pasal dia pun content creator. Alright. So maybe with joining us in a podcast, maybe he can be more fluent in speaking on his content.
Sure.
Correct or not?
Content. Sure.
Content.
Dia macam Taytune.
Babi.
So maybe, you know, this can be his
stepping stone
and practice place.
Untuk asal dia punya
content, punya percakapan dia. Percakapan.
Jepang intonasi dia.
Articulation.
Intonasi lah tu.
Lain.
Itu intonation.
Intonation.
Depan nada suara.
Testing.
Itu intonasi.
Dan dia persebutan dia.
Ya.
So okay. Okay, kita ada lagi berapa minit? Okay, tak apa lah. Kita boleh buat
dua ini episode. Ini interview pasal tak asal lah.
So, kau so far. Okay, kita go one round again.
Alright, sure.
Kopi, since kita dah nak setahun ni.
Dah setahun.
Okay, kita dah nak setahun ni.
Oh, just nice lah. Kau join
Anniversary eh.
What actually yang kau dah gain? Really gain personally eh. Not for work or for what? Personally. Apa kau dah gain?
From this podcast. Honestly speaking, okay, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. See. Alright, so honestly speaking, I gained a few personal skills from OKKB podcast. Why? Because that's where aku learn how to research about content, about topics to talk about, how to speak to the guests, apa question nak tanya, like, you know, tak meripik meraban, tak merapu sangat, tak ke laut sangat. So aku know somehow how to filter out the questions yang sensitive. A lot more room to improve. Tapi insyaAllah aku try to improve more for OKK podcast. Yeah, I mean that's my takeaway about OKK podcast lah.
Gigi.
Okay, untuk aku, I learn how to kira what I gain lah.
Bukan.
Okay, what I gain from OKK? Confidence. Pasal apa? Like I've said, aku introvert.
Sama actually.
Apa lagi kalau ada guest? Kan aku cakap
yang tak pernah jumpa lagi.
Yang tak pernah jumpa memang aku tak pernah berbual apa. Takkan berbual punya.
Tapi every time jumpa mesti kau kenal eh? Kalau kau perasan. Aku ada perasan tau.
Especially yang kita interview NCS kan.
NCS, arwah JM, siapa lagi yang dia kenal? Even sponsor kita pun dia kenal.
Betul.
Yeah. So confidence lah, pasal in this in our team pasal kalau korang perasan and korang nampak aku berbual dengan korang memang kawan apa. So we can bullshit here, bullshit there. Tapi bila ada orang baru yang aku tak kenal, tak pernah interact, tak pernah berbual,
Kau ni lah, kena constipation lah.
Kira kan macam koma kira. So that is when I gain the confidence. Macam the first very few episode, the yang first month, second month, third month, korang keep emphasizing use bubual. Betul lah. So dari situ slowly lah. Even kau tengok macam Mudanya Aku Jatuh Cinta punya remake, yang first macam mana?
First, kekok lah siap.
Kekok kan, pasal
Mike ice cream pun miss.
Pasal LJ pun aku tak pernah jumpa, tak pernah berbual semua. Habis tiba-tiba nak kena
act
together and stuff. So memang kekok lah. Tapi kau tengok yang remake punya.
Dah biasa lah. Macam
dah biasa depan TV
macam
lah.
Macam daripada Hollywood.
Celebrity pun.
Dah biasa depan kamera lah.
So kira memang depan kamera pun memang aku malu. To be honest. Tapi being in this podcast really give me a lot of confidence lah, to be macam to talk with someone new, you know. Kalau kita ada those big guest ke apa ke, it won't really tremble me lah. You know,
tak yang ranggu, tak goyang.
Tu dah lahir.
Tapi kau tak cadar
Okay, apa perasaan kau? Okay, aku pula tanya
Teruskan.
Apa perasaan kau dapat jadi host and to represent OKK?
I feel honored, one thing, and excited to try this stuff lah. Because aku tak pernah buat host or anything. Aku pernah lah buat live stream, but tu pun main game bodoh, berbual dengan orang yang tak kenal.
Lagi don't talk to strangers, nanti jumpa koyak.
Oi.
Don't get in the van.
Kena pakai plaster nanti. Paling worst pakai black tape.
Black tape. Walau black tape always works.
Cep dah try.
So yeah, it's gonna be a good stepping stone for me to learn, expose myself to podcast. But then aku pun a bit shy lah, pasal tiba kan.
Tiba.
Dia selalu practice dia kalau 5 episod nak kena telanjang bugil.
Betul. Lari kat luar.
Baru nak share.
Kali lari kat luar.
Okay, kau introvert ke extrovert?
Honestly, dah main game, introvert lah siol.
Tak, tapi dia live stream apa?
Wah. Kita pun live stream.
Aku tak, kau.
Kita live stream apa, pada counters.
Tapi kau tengok aku ada depan kamera.
Tak ada.
Tapi aku live stream tak on cam. Aku just do the gameplay itself.
On the screen lah.
Yeah.
So kau introvert lah.
Macam narrator tu lah.
Okay.
So kau gain apa?
Aku
gain, dia gain weight.
Aku gain weight. So aku nak cakap macam mana
Kau try cakap Jepun.
Okay, aku kind of learn about how to this is what I learn, and this is untuk aku gain lah ni benda. Aku learn how to market, how to do marketing, but not in like social media or something. Marketing dekat macam masa
PR
via PR lah, dengan orang. So aku banyak bahasa macam okay, aku boleh, memang aku boleh ke depan, tapi nanti macam, but I always doubt myself. Macam I always doubt myself, macam boleh ke dia aku pergi, macam approach dia. Sekarang is aku hack approach dia. Apa nak jadi lah. So that marketing thing aku buat mostly, okay, aku full time technician. So side hustle aku is aku buat delivery. So during delivery, aku not only market out OKK, but I'm also, kalau kau nak tahu, is aku work under AJ for photography and videography. So aku buat market both lah, macam OKK, Pisa Kuntut, so Pisa Kuntut production, everything. But at the same time, aku ada akunya another marketing. Is the same strategy, but I'm just using it on my own lah. Kira aku ada delivery jobs from like personal calls lah. So ada juga.
Kau bukan ni memasan
aku bukan runner Aku bukan Ronaldo. Ya, yeah, okay. So aku gain benda macam how to approach people without doubting myself.
Understand.
No doubt.
LG. Aku.
LG. LG.
LG. Aku rasa dia gain satu anak.
Aku lagi sikit. Aku nak cakap.
Dua lah.
Tak lah.
Satu.
Satu.
Antri.
Aku rasa dia gain a lot of networking punya skills lah. She's very good with the networking now.
Alright.
Dia pun macam biji juga. Dia tak malu. Bila ke depan, usually aku tahu when we ke depan dah kasi name card, tak tahu apa nak cakap.
Yes, correct.
Yes, that's sekarang,
sekarang dah. Sekarang, dah
sekarang
tahu
semua diorang dah tahu what to say.
Macam it's already scripted in our mind. Apa nak cakap, apa nak gini-gini. So, kalau macam ada rejection pun, at least aku dah lay out apa aku nak cakap. So, kalau rasa kau nak lah, tak nak kau punya salah itu je.
So, LG aku tak tahu sangat lah. But this is only one skills that aku rasa dia gain lah. For aku, of course, I got a lot lah. Tak kerana OKK, aku tak akan buat mix and mastering audio right, semua. Right, from right. Episode 1, kalau kau dengar, pecah babi punya. Sekarang dah okay. So, and that, because of that also, aku dah boleh buat other stuff, which is vocal recording, mix master, macam-macam lah. Even song recording semua aku dah
boleh buat. Pick up a lot of skills.
At the same time, what aku gain is macam, aku networking masih rabat juga. So aku networking, aku letak kat situ, campak dah. Tak macam diorang. Diorang berani. Aku still have that introvert punya karakteristik. So kalau macam berbual dengan Mike, memang okay lah. This is the one of the skills yang aku gain. Then at the same time, kita dapat baju.
Sekarang kita main baju.
That's another skill where aku gain, where aku source out luar negeri to print baju, to design baju, where to get, ambil sendiri lah. Pergi print, ambil sendiri, datang buat balik Singapore. Yang pergi seorang, bukan pergi ramai-ramai. Pergi seorang, bikin sendiri. So that kind of skill sets yang being a runner, ni baru runner lah, to do this kind of stuff. And lastly, of course aku punya, how to say, scripting. Scripting in terms of what to propose to people, macam mana nak invite orang. Aku will create that
template
for us to use. Tu aku belajar sendiri. Ada pakai apa tu,
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT ada buat sendiri, because of ChatGPT pun you learn a lot. Lastly, meeting up with celebrity lah. Tu yang paling aku rasa kita lah as a group hit the goals lah. Kita punya celebrity yang paling popular lah kita dapat invite is Fauzan Latif. So that is a milestone for us also.
Betul.
Aku nak shout out kat local kita pula, Rizal Noor.
Rizal Noor, Nadia Ali, siapa lagi? Yang artis-artis lah. Yang lain pun artis juga, artis di hati.
Izam
DJ di Jiria. So lagi ada ni girls.
Time kita invite Izam naik, time tu dia belum DJ lagi lah.
Dia baru menang tu award.
Dia baru menang tu anugerah. Bukan anugerah apa?
Juara.
Juara.
So a lot of achievement in OKK. Aku rasa in this coming years atau this year itself, probably we can be more progressive, we can be more creative, we can be more better lah.
InsyaAllah.
Aku actually satu aku nak shout out is pasal aku nak sedekah Al-Fatihah pada Abang JM. Pada arwahnya Abang JM, kita dapat interview dia lah. But like maybe but after 2 weeks eh, 3 weeks eh, baru dia meninggal kan time tu.
Tak months.
A month later.
A few months later. Dia baru meninggal last month kan. Jangan lupa.
Rasa macam very very short period lah. Macam kita baru jumpa dia.
Jangan lupa, we got another guest which is very close to us. Is arwah Herman. He was like the first few guests yang kita invite.
We bring in
a few times tau. Bukan sekali a few times to do a podcast session. To make us gain more experience through them lah.
Yeah.
So kalau macam MJ, I don't know whether MJ tahu dia, but Aura Hirman is abang kepada JJ.
So yeah.
Okay, teringat kan.
So okay, wait. Tak mahu saya sedih. So okay, ni last few questions before kita shut the podcast.
5 more minutes.
Yeah. What are your after kita punya anniversary, one year anniversary, what are your, you know, things to do, to look out for in these few years, or few months down the road for OKK?
OKK, yeah.
After this one year anniversary.
Your plans ah?
The plans.
Well, what are the new plans for OKK?
Actually, aku lagi suka kalau kau cakap. what's your plan?
Aku somehow just now I saw the office layout of this. Aku got somehow the punya layout how I want to configure. It's gonna be furnitures aku dah dapatkan. Rosy. Then some props like pasu bunga satu. Then all the lighting shit kau dah beli kan.
Dah stick setup ni.
Then aku gonna purchase at least 2 light sticks ah.
Jangan lupa kabel.
Ya, the cable aku akan upgrade to 20 meter.
Dia tak ada pendek-pendek lagi.
Yeah. Kita upgrade to 20 meter.
Tu semua duduk jauh-jauh lagi.
Kalau tak, satu pegang ujung, satu pegang ujung, nak kena current sekarang.
Nak kena chain, human chain.
20 meter, then major. I gonna get a small major for the roadcaster. What else?
Roadcaster tak upgrade dah?
Huh?
Tak upgrade dah
roadcaster. Tak, aku getting number 3. Number 3.
Dia ada satu barang baik yang masuk.
So, let's hope for the best for OKK. InsyaAllah kita akan sustain in this industry. And what else? Aku nak OKK. Aku rasa after this anniversary is OKK punya dia. Aku can smell.
Yeah, but it's like, it's our time lah. You know,
yeah, can smell lah.
So, what are you looking at now?
Kita tak really cover into mystical paranormal stuff, but we cover into, you know, like talking shit stuff, like what we do.
Boba konek lah.
But not really boba konek-konek lah.
Boba konek dengan boba konek with
boba konok. Konok.
Boba konok letak bulu.
Boba konok aja.
Boba konek pakai kondom ah.
Boleh juga. Safety come first. So it's gonna be a so-called somehow a new so-called new concept lah. How we gonna run the podcast recording for this. It's gonna be fresh with a new face, inshallah, with MJ on board with us.
Inshallah.
What else?
Kita akan invite Jin oh, tak lah.
We'll invite more celebrities inshallah for you guys. Do support us also. Kalau korang ada sumbangan, sila sumbangan kepada kita ataupun taklah.
Ada kuih-kuih yang tak terlebih ke raya nak dekat.
Buat-buat terlebih tak cukup kan je tak boleh tutup apa kan. Yang boleh bilin lah.
Yeah. And I also hoping for sponsors, the big shot sponsors. Kalau dia orang ada, aku kasih korang memang top lah, saya 110% lah saya.
So sponsor sekarang bukan tak bagus, kita suka. Kita berterima kasih, we appreciate our sponsors now. And because of our sponsors, kita pun gain a lot of exposure. We gain a lot of, macam mana cakap?
Attractions.
Attractions. Orang suka lah.
What else? What else?
Shout out to our sponsor, A1 Cendol and Durian.
And also Calm Apparels.
Yeah, betul.
So, hopefully you all stay with us lah. Kalau boleh, you all stay with us je.
Yeah, just stay with us, no worries. Kalau ada future collaboration or sponsors nak coming in, just email us at onekindclan@gmail.com. onekindclan@gmail.com. You guys have anything to say to Aaron?
Aku okay for after a year, kan hopefully, aku tak tahu, aku do not know what the segments will be like, but I'm kind of hoping like kind of a new segment lah. Macam kita ada segment, like different segments lah. Not only cincai. Macam cerita seram. Makan. Makan. ASMR.
Makan cincai.
Makan cincai. Nak start balik.
Siap, tak nak.
But it's okay takut, what?
Tak kuasa lah aku. Tak layan.
Takut pernah pedas.
Ha? Tak lah.
Kau kasih dia, kau kasih dia anu kambing. Ha? Anu kambing. Yang kau kasih aku dulu.
Endor kena is. Yang kau kena is.
Samyang ke?
Oh, samyang.
Samyang je.
Tak pedas.
Tak boleh tahan. Cuma the challenge is tak boleh tahan.
Dia punya challenge rabak gila lah. Yeah, so segments like makan cincai all that lah. Kalau if you all ever followed dulu lah, kan dulu myself and AJ kita ada buat segment-segment macam ini. Yeah, I think that makan cincai actually quite a good.
Tapi also, honestly speaking,
boss.
Tapi honestly speaking, aku tak akan bring in makan cincai. Seriously. Not because of makan meripik-meripik, but I think it's not a good move for podcast lah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay.
Because it's gonna be a lot of visual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also. Not really. I mean, that one is better to put in YouTube. Kalau korang nak proceed, seriously.
Then the cameras cannot be static. Nah, the cameras need to be like
moving.
Need to be moving.
Maybe more visuals, more cameras add on.
Cameras add on can be an additional investment. Let's see, kalau kita ada sponsors, we can add on equipment for this. Upgrade to a better one. InshaAllah. Yeah, all this support us can, you know, for us to, you know, give the best for the listeners and also for the viewers.
Alright.
Yeah. Untuk korang pula, orang dua.
Okay, for me as a new guy.
Apa kau suggest kita buat?
Okay, my suggestion for us is actually kita buat outdoors kind of podcast. Maybe kita lepak kat beach ke, atau kita pergi kat town.
Kau nak mancing
tau.
Je eh?
Tak mancing.
Defensif.
Tak mancing. Maybe kas satu tu kita diam-diam terbuat lah.
Dah boleh apa?
Dah tahu.
So, seterusnya?
Kita maybe pergi dekat Lapasat ke.
Lapasat eh, okay. Nice.
Kita chill sana. Without the visual, it's also kan? Like, we just talk. Then the
but I think with visual is better lah.
Yeah. Kalau macam tu. Maybe the viewers or listeners.
Kau belanja?
InsyaAllah kalau ada rezeki. So maybe the listeners can hear the hustling and bustling of the city.
Betul. Hustling and bustling of city, bro.
Yes.
Hoi. Wanceng.
Rapper tu.
Oh. we can explore. Maybe kita boleh pergi overseas. Then like maybe JB or Malaysia.
Boleh. InsyaAllah boleh.
Mana tahu from there kita boleh expand even more.
Boleh.
Sabar ni listeners nak dengar.
Oi, dah habis.
Macam toilet bowl.
Salah. Dah itu je.
Itu aja.
Actually for a new face for OKK kan. The suggestions are not bad at all lah.
Memang ready, we are looking at outdoors focus. Tapi barang pun dah ada, no worry.
Oh itu yang barang baru. Oh yeah, itu je.
Iya. Barang dah ada.
Kita boleh pergi ni. Kita pergi macam tempat seram-seram sikit. Tapi kita tak bawa pasal hantu. Kita bawa pasal like
benda-benda lain
lah. Lain lah.
Okay, boleh. Boleh.
Kena kacau ke apa, kita buat bodoh.
Benda-benda kita tak boleh bawa kisah seram. Daripada OKK jadi pada counters.
Betul. Jadi investigation.
Kau percaya aku.
Alamak.
Jadi investigation.
Kau dengar. AG check lah. AG check lah. Satu orang ramai pergi, barang semua tinggal. Satu orang jaga.
Uji nyali.
Terus jaga.
Satu orang ni, satu orang salam kaib. Satu.
Dia kalau satu orang tertinggal kan. Eh, apa kata uji nyali?
Try.
buka. Guys, buka.
Aduh.
Tapi boleh lah. We haven't do that before.
Yeah, that's a very good idea lah.
Tapi first thing, kalau nak outsource pula. To do outdoor, kita kena outsource kereta atau vehicle to bring us to the location. Kalau Grab, kaya mau nak rasa berapa Korea. Orang 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Naik van lah.
Naik van.
Grab van bagus
ke? Grab van eh? Okay. Tak pernah dengar tapi boleh try.
Ada.
Tak ada, kita sewa trike van suruh Hafiz bawa sudah.
Dia je
InsyaAllah. InsyaAllah.
Jangan cakap.
Tak apa, ini anniversary punya proposal.
Ini semua plan.
Plan.
Jom JJ.
Okay, untuk aku very simple. Pancik.
Yalah, pula.
Kita as a team, even you lah, a newcomer. Kita jatuh sama-sama, kita naik sama-sama. Okay? Itu je. Very simple. Itu yang aku akan pegang sampai kira
akhirat lah.
Podcast ni last lah.
Sampai
OKK nak tutup lah. Itu je.
Sampai Spotify pegang. Mati lah.
Jatuh sama-sama, kita bangkit, kita bangun sama-sama.
Sampai komputer aku format lah semua.
Itu je.
I can do that.
Dengan lagi satu, ingat.
two is one. Mm. One is none.
Okay, can I know what's...
Tak apa, itu nanti cerita aku takut empat-empat ni banjir kat sini.
Oh, okay. So,
nanti nanti kita boleh
kan, cerita. Kan, kau tengah wondering nak letak sini kan? Kan? That is good actually.
The signage. Two is tak one, one is none.
Thank you, I might get the idea.
Alright, alright.
Yes, two is one, one is none. Aku? Nak buat hashtag kan?
InsyaAllah boleh.
Aku apa?
Aku ingin ke tak aku untuk aku OKK just we just go with the flow. Apa-apa yang kita ada ideas just don't forget to share
kan,
share dan of course apa-apa kesusahan masing-masing we need to be more sincere, terus terang, jangan lupa tu luahkan kalau ada masalah so that all of us can understand the situation. Then at the same time we got a new place, so a new place, a bigger place, a bigger responsibility, and of course more opportunity to do a lot of stuff. Tu lah pada aku. So don't miss this opportunity lah. This what's going to happen in 1 year's time.
Correct.
InsyaAllah.
What I know about the new place kan, dia dekat dengan Iwan Cindul. Kira bukan kira dia punya lagi, dia punya distance dia, dia punya distance dia lagi dekat daripada sini ah.
Walaupun dia ada jauh sikit daripada yang sekarang ni. But it's not going, we are not going to be there like every day. Like once a week, twice a week. It depends on kita punya schedule lah. But I think all of us should be okay with that lah.
But I really bring I mean I told you guys before, I mean we're gonna do like once a week before, after May.
Tak okay anything. Kalau let's say example macam tiba-tiba macam ada orang kodalah letak ada celebrity aku, kita dah ada guest lagi tu. Lepas tu ada celebrity on the same week. I available to do a podcast. Takkan kau nak tolak kan?
Yalah.
Of course kita we have to hustle also kan. Just do. But we ensure that once week is a compulsory session lah.
So it's a hustling and bustling lah.
Doesn't mean kita berlima atau berenam ke tujuh ni kan sekarang. We have to be there. Everyone have to be there lah. Kalau letak ada masalah ke, we got things to do at home, ada errands ke, then mana it's okay. Janji ada orang lah.
As long you keep the recording going.
Betul.
Simple.
Yeah.
So, apa lagi nak tambah?
Tak ada.
Last je. Last kopi. Tak ada.
Tak ada.
Alright, so podcast ni tajukan khas oleh A1 Cendol and Durian. Hashtag
Cendol and Durian.
Siyalah.
Rich nice.
Gesek.
Okay.
Retake. Okay, podcast ni tajukan khas oleh A1 Cendol and Durian. Business worth
a second cup.
Hashtag Cendol
and Fruit Smoothie.
Alright. So,
Sama. Kalau dah gini dah berlima. Buat band bagus lah.
Boleh ada chance, ada chance.
Ini dia multiplay. Semua benda dia boleh main.
Janji jangan tongging lah.
Hey, danger.
Macam-macam korang. So dari itu tak ada korang, tak ada kita. So kita jaga
kita.
And from that, aku KJ.
Aku JJ.
Aku BJ.
Aku AJ.
Aku MJ.
And away are they?
One Coin Clan.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Kepada anda yang ingin menaja One Kind Clan Podcast, sila email kami di onekindclan@gmail.com. onekindclan@gmail.com.
Dan jika anda ingin berkolaborasi dengan kami, anda boleh segera message kami di IG, TikTok dan juga Telegram One Kind Clan. Terima kasih. You are listening to One Kind Clan.